if you don't have the commitment to try and find work and make it happen for yourself, it's not going to happen. You've got to just put in the hard yards before you start, and once you find work, you'll be cheering.
Today we're interviewing Robbie Sparks, a Year 11 student who is studying carpentry as a school-based apprentice as part of his HSC. We're also joined by Kim, his mum, to give the parents' view on school-based apprenticeships and trainings. So what are her thoughts and her recommendations as well to parents and to other people who are considering a school-based apprenticeship? So thanks very much for joining us on the podcast. I just wanted to start, Robbie, I was wondering if you could tell us a little bit about yourself and what you're actually doing with your school-based apprenticeship.
I'm Robbie Spencer from Matcherville in Sydney. I'm doing a first-year carpentry apprenticeship through school.
Okay, so what year are you currently in, Robbie?
I'm currently in Year 11, about to go into Year 12 at South Sydney.
Okay, so you started the apprenticeship in Year 11, or was it an earlier one?
Yeah, so the apprenticeship began at the start of Year 11, so we signed up the apprenticeship, I think it might have been the first or second week of school this year, and we started working after that.
Okay, fantastic. And so you continue it in your Year 12, is that your intention?
Yeah, so we do the TAFE work this, so I do my first year TAFE, so I do one day work this year and one day TAFE, and then next year it changes over into 2 days of work and no TAFE. When I finish Year 12, I'll come out with my first year apprenticeship done.
Okay, that's fantastic. So can you talk to me a little bit about, Robbie, about how you actually got into making that decision to do an apprentice carpentry course while you're doing your HSC?
To be honest, I didn't even really think about doing a trade until probably halfway through last year. I originally wanted to do physiotherapy, but I realised the marks were a bit high and I didn't really like school that much. So I got work experience with some of the guys I knew from football, and I liked it and tried to find work in carpentry.
So first of all, what subjects are you actually studying for your HSC for Year 12?
At the moment, I'm doing English studies, timber, maths, and sports coaching.
Did you have another subject in Year 11, or have you dropped, or how are you picking? Can you talk to me about that?
With the beginning of the year, it began with, for Year 11, it started with six subjects, but with the apprenticeship, it allows you to drop two subjects, so you only have to do four classes at school. So we started with six and we dropped down to four, which freed me up more time to have my study and work out what I'm doing at school, and also give me more time for work as well. So the school careers advisor was helping me try to find work, and we're looking around. We couldn't really seem to find anything we liked. But one of my friends was also at another school, was looking for an apprenticeship as well. So we were both looking together, and we found one of the guys that his dad knew, who was looking for an apprentice at the time, and we spoke to him and he seemed keen to have me on, so I just ended up working with him.
Okay, so just talking about your one day a week at the training or the TAFE, do you go in for that or do they come out for you, or how does that work?
So I go to TAFE at Cogra, so we go out there because there's only just me doing an apprenticeship at school, there's no one else doing it, so I have to go out to TAFE, which is fun, I'm enjoying it. Better than school.
And well, they all say that. All say it's better than school. So when you're actually at your TAFE or you're doing the training, who else is in your class? Are you there by yourself, or who else is in the class?
No, it's me and probably I think 15 or 16 other guys. So there's me, another school-based boy, and the rest of them are all first-year apprentices.
Oh, okay. So it's a mixture. So it's not a separate class for school-based apprentices, that you're in with all the other apprentices doing exactly the same training and the same learning.
No, it's just a mix of all of us, which is better. Okay. But I think it'd be better. It's a more wider variety of people.
Yeah, so you're mixing in with industry and you're already starting it. Can I ask, Robbie, do you do any other work for them, or can you work, or do you only work during the school or the school hours, or do you have to work during holidays, or how does that all work?
I work my one day during the week, and if there's more like extra work on a Saturday where he's going to need more set of hands, like he'll ask me to come in, but it's not like a forced thing. But I try to work as much as I can during school holidays just so I can get some money and have something to do, so I'm not sitting around at home or just sitting at the beach. Yeah. But also there's a certain amount of work days you have to do for your apprenticeship for the 2 years, so I try to get my work days up so I don't have to worry about it next year.
Right, and so that's, how many hours is that, or how many days is that?
I think it's 143 days over the 2 years, I think.
So you actually get paid for the work that you do. So you don't just get a set wage one day a week. If you go in and do some additional hours, they actually pay you for those work hours?
Yeah, so however long I'm there. So say I did 1.5 days, I'll get paid for the 1.5 days, like the hour rate. So it'll be the 8 hours and then the 4 hours for the next half day. Great. So you get paid for however long I've worked.
So Kim, as Robbie's mum, how did it come about from your point of view? Did you just, Robbie, come home and say something to you, or had you been saying, Robbie, look at school-based apprenticeships? What did you know about them?
Robbie came home from school one day and he just sort of said, oh, I think I might try doing an apprenticeship. And I was like, oh, okay, this is a bit new, because, you know, he wanted to do physiotherapy. So it was a bit of a different thing what he wanted to do. The carpentry and physiotherapy, two totally different things. So it was sort of a bit of a shock, and I was like, well, you know, if you start it, you have to finish the whole 4 years off and do what you have to do. He's like, yeah, no worries. And then we looked into it more with Meredith, you know, had to find someone for him to go with and all that. So, yeah, you know, as long as he's out there doing what he's supposed to be doing, we're all good for it.
Fantastic. So had you heard about the concept of vocational education in schools, or in secondary schools, or school-based apprenticeships before Robbie started talking to you?
When Robbie was in year 10, at the end of year 10, the school had a night on where you could come and listen to some things about TAFE and all that sort of stuff. And I didn't really think too much of it when they were saying it, because it wasn't what he wanted to do. Mm. And it just sort of all came around, and, you know, everything just sort of fell into place. You know, with Meredith was on top of everything, and it just worked out. And Robbie's just really happy. Like, you know, he's happy to go to work. He's happy to go to TAFE. It's nice for him. He fits in at TAFE with, you know, older people and all that sort of stuff. So it's just really, really worked out really well.
So talk to me about the concept that originally you had been thinking about doing physiotherapy, Robbie. So I'm assuming that was, were you envisaged that going straight into a university pathway? Was that your original thoughts?
I was just going to see, or from my HSC, what marks I got and what I could do. I was either thinking about physiotherapy or sports science, something to do with the field of sport, really, because that's what I really like, is my sport and my football. So I was going to see if I could go that pathway. So if my, like, playing football doesn't work out, or I have an injury which is going to lead me to not be able to play anymore, I'd still have something to do with the sport, is what I was thinking.
Was it just an automatic assumption that you go to high school, you do your HSC, then you go on to uni? Was that just what you thought happened, or?
Not really. That's just what I thought would probably be the best thing for me, but was to go to university, do my degree for sports science or whatever I was going to do, and just try to work that way, because I heard there was a lot of money in it and it seemed like I would enjoy it. It was like the physios from football and stuff always seem they're enjoying to do it and stuff like that. And it just seemed interesting to me at the time.
Have you done any investigation in regards to salaries or career paths for carpentry and in that field?
Yeah, I have. And the money just seems, the better you get at the job and the more experience you have in it, it just seems to get better and better. And if you're good at what you do, the money's endless. If the supply for you and the need for you is there, you can get whatever you want, really, for your job.
So, Kim, just asking you about that question, was it automatically assumption that that Robbie was going to go to school, and then when he finishes school, he goes to university? Was that what your train of thought was?
Yeah, it was a nice thought that Robbie would go on to university. But as you know, you have to be happy in the job that you want to do for the rest of your life. He does play a lot of sports, so it just sort of, it went hand in hand.
Yeah.
And his mind changed on some other things, and he liked his timber work at school and all that sort of stuff. So that was probably a positive for him to look for something else Until he did the work experience with a couple of people, he didn't really like getting his hands too dirty. But now seems to love it. Right. So, yeah, but he's happy. So that's the main thing.
In hindsight, you know, just what would you say to parents who are probably at that stage at the moment, Kim, you know, in regards to, you know, they're going to subject selection, they're going to that component. What sort of advice or, you know, what sort of information would you probably be suggesting for them?
I think it's the program is a fantastic program, and I think it's really, really good. Yeah. Because when he's off the Wednesday when he's working and the Friday when he's at TAFE, the classes still go on. Right. So he still has to catch up on the work that he's missed out on those days for school.
Right. Yeah.
So you've got the kids have to have a good relationship with their teachers to be able to get that work and, you know, to be able to talk to them if anything, you know, they think they're missing out on anything at school.
But, yeah. Robbie, coming back to yourself, I want to ask that question. Did you find that the relationship between yourself and your teachers at school changed between, say, the year 7 to 10 through into year 11 and 12, especially in them knowing that you're doing an apprenticeship?
Yeah, it did. It's just a lot more reliance on the teacher. So when I'm away, they're still having the work there for me so I can come and get it when I do come back to school.
Right.
And if I'm missing out on anything, they let me know so I can catch up on it and I'm not left in the dark and don't know what's going on and I fall behind.
Is that just email or text messaging, or do you just catch up the next day, or how does that actually work?
It's just like they upload work to Google Classroom, so on the computer, and I get a notification if they're posting any work, which gets sent to my phone. So if I'm not here, I still know that it's there and I can check up on it later in the day, see what it is. Find out whether I need to go talk to the teacher about it, what I'm missing out on is important, or if I need to go find out what to do or how to do it, I can go talk to them about it and they'll be fine with it.
So one of the things I want to ask you in regards to that, Robbie, and which is obviously a concern to everybody, is so you go to school, like to do your year 11 and year 12 3 days a week, and then you're at TAFE and then you're at work. And in year 12, you won't have to go to TAFE anymore because you've already done what's referred to as the theoretical or the training requirements for the first year. Can you talk to me a little bit about how that all works?
I just make time for what I've got to do. If it's going to take me, I can't go out on the weekend or I can't go do something with the family and I have to do my schoolwork. Like, it has to be done. It's what's important. It needs to be done. And if I'm not at school, I'm at football or work.
Right.
There's not really much social life there, but it is what it is. It's what I want to do, so I just make it do.
And I don't envisage that that's very much different than anybody who's actually not doing an apprenticeship, because they'll be just doing the same amount of schoolwork, the same assessments, also trying to manage their sports and their social life. Would that be correct?
Not really. I have a little bit more. I have more free periods. So with the apprenticeship, the work and the TAFE takes up 2 class slots. So I only have to do 4 classes while I'm at school. So I have more free periods to work on all my schoolwork and stuff like that. But I still have a similar amount of homework and on that aspect. And I just have to catch up on it when I'm not here.
So can I ask you about what happens during exam time, Robbie? So, I mean, you've done year 11 and you're now entering into year 12. Congratulations. So how does it happen with your TAFE and your work if you've suddenly got your year 11 exams? How does that work? Can you talk me through that?
What we did, so I had, when we did our exams, which wasn't that long ago, I had an English exam and I had work on the same day. And I spoke to the school and I said, oh, I can swap my work day or something so I don't have an exam and I can come sit the exam. They said, oh, no, it's okay. They let me go to work and the exam just got moved to a day where I could come in and do it. So I sat the exam in the morning and then sat another one in the afternoon and they were fine.
It sounds like that they are understanding of the fact that you are doing a school-based apprenticeship.
Yeah, majority of the teachers are supportive of what I'm doing now. At the beginning, I think they were a little bit skeptical of what I was doing. But once they've caught up with what I'm doing, how it works and all that sort of stuff, they just push me along, make sure I'm doing everything I need to do and make sure I'm getting the work done.
But I do want to ask you, Robbie, what is your intentions after year 12 when you finish? Are you thinking of staying in the apprenticeship for carpentry, or what are your thoughts?
Yeah, I do want to stick with it because it's something I'm really enjoying, and I want to see how I can go in the business and see how my career can progress in it.
So what are the options, in regards to the careers with carpentry? Have you had a bit of an exploration about what the career paths are or what you can do or where you can go?
Yeah, I've looked around and talking with the guys at TAFE, like you can get your own business in carpentry where you can go out and work for other people and subcontract for them. Or you can get your building, with your carpentry course, you can sit your building course, so your certificate 4 for construction. And you can get your building license and get your own business through that way as well.
Yeah, that sounds to me pretty exciting. Is it something that you're that excites you, that idea, or?
Yeah, it's something I'm pretty keen on. I like the idea that you can work for yourself and you have your own hours the whole time.
Kim, if I could just go back to yourself for a moment. So now that you've seen this process going on, have any other parents or has anybody come up and spoke to you about saying, oh, I've heard that Robbie's doing this? Have anybody started making any conversations or approaches to you?
I've had quite a few parents ask me how it works and, what happens and where do they have to go and all those sorts of things. And, so there is quite a few parents out there. There's not too much, there wasn't too much information that we were given in the beginning. So it was all a bit trial and error for us in the beginning, but everything works fine now. But there is a lot of parents out there that are interested in how it all works.
So Kim, I'm just curious about what sort of information now. You were saying that parents are now coming to you. What has been your advice, or what have you been saying when parents come up to you and say, how does it all work and everything?
Oh, if someone asks me how it all goes, I think it's one of the best things that's ever really happened. Just to see, Robbie's so happy and, he's happy to go to school, and you see these other kids that are not so happy to go to school. When he's only has to go 3 days a week, it's a lot better.
So in hindsight, what do you think, what other information or what other advice do you think could be given to people in year 10, or what else do you think that parents need to know about?
Parents are scared of what's going to happen, We just told Robbie in the beginning that if he was choosing to do this, that he had to see the whole 4 years out. So you start the apprenticeship, you have to see the whole time out. Obviously, the first year is done over 2 years, year 11 and year 12, and then he does the rest outside of school. So we told him that once he made his mind up on what he wanted to do, he had to finish it and see it out. We're very supportive in what he wants to do. Mm. So, he's a big boy and has to do that. And it was just lucky that he's actually really enjoying it.
In hindsight, if you hadn't actually done this school-based apprenticeship and you had just been doing the regular school programs, how do you think that this would be working out for you at this stage?
I'd probably just be a lot more like just doing my schoolwork sort of thing and just getting along with school, getting through it and getting it finished so I can get out of here.
Yeah.
But it's more or less, I don't know if I would have still ended up in a trade at the end of my schooling, but happy I did it now and I made the decision to get into my trade.
I want to ask a question about your friends. How did they feel about you doing this apprenticeship? What are they saying about it?
To be honest, they're a little bit jealous that I get to go, I only have to come to school 3 days a week and I'm going to work and I'm getting paid and all this sort of stuff. Like a lot of them are a bit kicking themselves because they didn't start one and they wanted to do it, but they just didn't know how it worked and didn't ask up about it. Right. But if they would have asked up about it, they would have been in the same situation I am now, enjoying it.
What you're saying in that space, or what I'm hearing about, is the idea that you have to actually make the steps yourself. It's not going to happen if you just sit back and say, well, you organise it. It sounds to me that you were really proactive and you made that decision to say, well, this is something I want to do. The person who's interested in it has to keep making those steps to want to be part of it.
Yeah, so you got to chase it up. Like the school can't do everything for you. You can let the school know that you're interested in it and they can do everything they can do to help you find work.
Yeah.
But if you don't have the commitment to try and find work and make it happen for yourself, it's not going to happen. you've got to just put in the hard yards before you start it. And once you find work, you'll be cheering.
So it sounds to me that you've got an ideal life at the moment, Robbie, which is just fantastic. You go to school when for the 3 days, which is enough for you. You've got money coming in from your work. You're working on your career path. You're already starting to do learning a new trade and get a qualification that's going to assist you once you finish your school. And you've already started to work out where you're going. Plus, on top of that, you still sound to have a social life very similar to what is happening to most year 11 and year 12s, especially. And but you can also still maintain the things like your sports and everything like that. So it sounds to me that you're actually in a really good space at the moment.
Yeah, I'd say life's going pretty good at the moment. I've got everything I want and need. There's not really too much that I'm missing out on compared to everyone else. Get to do what I want to do majority of the time and still find time to get everything in to my day that I need to do.
So, Kim, I'm going to finish with yourself. What would be your advice?
I would recommend it. If your child's at school and not enjoying themselves 100%, I just find that it's the best way to go around it. So they're still at school because obviously they're not old enough to leave school as yet. And to finish year 12 and have their first year apprenticeship already over and done with, and to go into their second year after finishing school, not only is the money better, you know, that they've found something that they actually want to do. Robbie's one of three boys, and his younger brother is in year 10 at the moment and looking at a school-based apprenticeship for next year.
Right. And your third child, where are they at?
He's only in year 7.
Well, no, never too young, I say.
Never too young.
You could now become the mascot at your school, go-to person for parents who want to know about school-based apprentices because, you know, I think once you start on the journey, it's almost like a no-brainer, is it?
So, yeah, and, you know, sitting there in the hall that night when they were talking about school-based apprenticeships, it sort of just went in one ear and out the other. It wasn't, you know, anything that I really thought of because it wasn't what he wanted to do.
Yeah.
And it wasn't until after that we had to come and speak to some teachers about. So, yeah, I recommend it. I think it's the best thing that anyone can do.
Fantastic.
It's really good. Yeah, love the idea of it.
So when you realised that Robbie didn't look like he was going on to university, how did that make you feel?
I was fine with it. I'm supportive in what they want to do. You have to enjoy doing what you're doing.
Yeah.
And he was, you know, proactive about everything and finding out what came with the job and all that sort of stuff and, you know, organised these couple of weeks of training with a couple of different people to find out whether he was going to like it.
Right.
So, yeah, a bit of work experience, you know, to help out where he was going to go with his life.
Yeah.
And, yeah, he's just supported in whatever he wants to do, you know. He plays football, he plays rugby league, and, you know, he's got lots of training 3 times a week and games on weekends and he's got lots of things on.
Yeah.
And, you know, his boss is supportive of, you know, if he has to leave a little bit early to get to football training and stuff like that. So it helps having a good boss and it helps having a good relationship with them and it helps having a good relationship with the school as well so that they can help you out with things.
So, Robbie, can I just ask you, in regards to your workplace, how is it different than being at school?
There's a lot less people at the workplace than what we have at school, but also it's just a more mature environment as well. Yeah. There's also a lot more going on. There's all different things, and you're always learning something new as well. At school, we'd be on the same topic for like a couple of weeks. Like in math, you'd do the same thing for a few days in a row. Mm. But like at work, every day is different. New tasks, new challenges, new things to overcome. That's what I enjoy about it. You're always learning.
So, Robbie and Kim, thank you so much for your time and your insights. Robbie, I wish you all the best in your year 12 and in your apprenticeship. It sounds exciting and it sounds like you've fallen on your feet and you really have got that synergy and that balance between school, work, career paths. congratulations, Kim, on raising and being part of Robbie's life, because it sounds like your support and your guidance has been really important to it. So all the best, and thank you very much.
Thank
and
you.
You've got to let us know how you went.
Will do.
No worries. Thank you.
Okay, thanks very much. So thanks, everybody, for joining us for that podcast. I hope you enjoyed it. If you'd like some more information, you could go to the website sbatinnewsouthwales.info or search for the Department of Education New South Wales School-Based Apprenticeship Programs. And until I see you again, take care.